along this this theme of opening up the way to more and more people and not being so constricting, is the fact that there's also the expression of these inner teachings to those same individuals. And so if you examine what's taking place through the world, you're going to find that in many different paths there are explanations being given in written form, verbal forms. It could be found on the internet, could be found through books, outer classes, and so forth, in which people within a particular religion or path are guided, they're led to express to whoever wants to come an understanding of what formerly was more reserved for those who were going through the inner work, going through the real guiding or guidance of a teacher-student relationship. And this is generally speaking within some sort of initiatic structure. But now we're moving more toward the expression of the inner toward the outer. And this includes talking about those things that are that have been more hidden or reserved for the fewer toward the masses now. And you can see this in all the in a lot of work that's going on at this point. This is part of the greater work, the current greater work. And this is the reason behind why people are getting that guidance and inspiration to release it, to express it, because the this is called for in terms of the greater teaching and the greater guidance. And thus they're not so much as groundbreakers, although if you look at it from the perspective of some very reactionary or conservative people within that particular organization, there may be resistance to the release of those teachings. And so you have work that formerly was reserved for a few, now is becoming much more commonly expressed, available to lots more people. And the understanding of what the inner teachings are also being expressed more naturally and normally. And as you can see this taking place, what's happening is that there's an overall evolution and development and growth of society. It would not take place if people weren't ready for that. People are ready for it because of the type of soul that's incarnating and because of the cultural advances that have taken place over the thousands of years, the evolution. They're ready for it now because of all the groundwork that's been laid previously by people through the traditions and through the paths, in addition to the natural evolution of society and the fact that we are in a framework of an incarnation of many, many souls, many more realized beings at this point into the world who are helping out consciously. So all these are contributing to the general atmosphere and the soup, the mix, so to speak, which allows the expression of the inner more toward the outer. Now, some people will resist this, but if you're within one of those organizations and you're getting that inspiration, do recognize that it is naturally taking place and it is part of the greater work, it's part of today's current work. And so you don't have to worry so much about it, although you will have to find a way to work with the other people within your organization and convey the need for this and that it's not breaking down the group so much as extending the opportunities to many more people. simple observation will show you that this is taking place through various traditions and teachings. And you'll find that this is available for you also within the particular group. If you're approaching one, then you should be open to the opportunities that are now being made available to you. If you're looking for work and guidance, then it's important to be able to discern what is more real. And there are quite a number of writings that are available, including those of Idris Shah, who is or was one of the current exponents of learning how to learn, getting an understanding of what's the relationship of the guide and guided. There are teachings within the framework of Anayat Khan, of Philip Kaplow, of Ram Dass, Papa Ram Dass, Swami Ram Dass, of many other people, of doing away with spiritual materialism. One good book that gives a sense of what's going on, and there are other teachings. And this has been taking place for the last, I'd say, 50, 60 years, but now it's moving much more currently, and this too is part of the current work. So be aware of what's taking place, avail yourself of this, but again, recognize that the outer forms and the outer teachings are not it. Rather, they only point the way, and the expression and understanding of it is useful for making that next step. There's an old saying, the donkey you ride to the door is too large to fit through, and it's good to pay attention to what that means, that these outer teachings are not the real, but they will point to the way, and then you've got to let go of those also. Discernment of the teaching and what's more real is extremely important, so you can make a choice on how to go further if you're seeking that guidance and assistance. If you're not, then you have the opportunity to apply what's made more available to you within your daily life. So this is taking place, the opening up of the ways regarding information, material, and teachings from the inner toward the outer.